6.2, public hearing minutes, November 27th, 2018. Are there any errors or omissions in those minutes? If not, a motion to accept those minutes would be in order. Moved by Deputy Mayor Kelly, seconded by Councilman Muse. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, thank you. We have nothing today under 7.0, dangerous or unsightly premises. Under 8.0, economic development, I would ask Richard Lane of our Economic Development Department to come forward. Under 8.1, request to waive policy 58, consumption of alcohol on municipal-owned properties. Lane's a Liverpool Limited. Who would like to take the lead on 8.1? Deputy Mayor Kelly.
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality agree to waive operational policy 58, consumption of alcohol on municipally owned properties, at the request of Lanes of Liverpool Limited at Four Point Lighthouse, Liverpool, during Saturday, December the 15th, and Sunday, December the 16th, and that the applicant be required to provide proof of insurance for no less than $2 million, with the Region of Queens Municipality named as an additional insured, and copy of the in effect liquor license from the province of Nova Scotia to the region in advance of the event. All municipal, provincial, and federal laws shall be strictly adhered to during the event.
Seconded for that motion, Councilor Billy. Richard, would you have any information you'd like to provide on this?
There's not much additional to what's written in here. Lanes operate at Four Point. They're all having an event this weekend from 11 till 4 on Saturday and on Sunday. They have three or four local authors who are signing books, and they're just hoping to have some alcohol products for sale.
Any questions of councillors on this issue? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is approved and answered. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under 9.0, corporate services, we have 9.1, loan to registered fire department, Mill Village and District Fire Department. Who would like to take the lead on 9.1? Councilor Fisk.
I so move that the Region of Queens Municipality approve the draft loan agreement with Mill Village and District Volunteer Fire Department in the amount of up to $100,000 to allow for the purchase of a building to house its fire apparatus and equipment, with the loan to repay over 5 years, and that this be funded from a special operating reserve.
Seconded for that motion, Councilor Johnson. Any discussion on that information as was previously circulated? Deputy Mayor Kelly?
Yeah, I would want some clarification if you are aware of the statement in the background that says that this is almost double from just a few years ago. Can you elaborate on what's causing it to double? I mean, is this because of the current program where they can offer, or how long is the current program in place where we do offer the loans to the fire departments, and why is it double?
There was an additional 2 cents added to the tax rate 3 to 4 years ago to support truck replacement and, of course, bunker gear and other issues that needed to be updated. That is the increase from what existed previously. There's no immediate increase in the truck fund or budgeting of Mill Village that I'm aware of. They have a truck that, in the amalgamation of Mill Village and Charleston, it doesn't have a home to stay warm during the winter, and if they are to retain that truck, which they feel they need, they would need to drain that of water and service it for winter so it doesn't freeze the pump and other equipment. So they have an opportunity to purchase a larger building in the Mill Village area, and at this point in time they view it as an ability to house more than one truck and equipment. So they've asked the Region of Queens for financial support to allow them to meet their need of storage area.
Okay, so what I was reading there is that in the past fiscal year, the municipality contributed nearly 725 to its fire service, so you're saying we contribute $725,000 to the fire service reserve? Or $725,000 to the five fire departments in Queens County?
In total, for all.
In total, for all, to them as being?
Not to that specific department, to all five departments.
Yeah, to all five departments, we have distributed $725,000 in loans, interest-free loans, according to their requests.
No, not loans, in particular.
This is just what we, the municipality has put into the reserve for the loans to the fire departments.
No, out of that would be equipment purchases. It wouldn't be specifically all for loans. We have a reserve fund that we contribute to every year.
Exactly, so.
And that fund exceeds, the expenses that we have, there's still a reserve amount there. And I would, defer to, Councilor Fisk if he could give you a little more information on this.
Well, I can, as you know, Mayor Dagy, that, we do have a special, reserve fund for the, each year, each fire department has the opportunity to purchase a new fire truck, and so much, $275,000. And that money that you're seeing there, Heather, or Councilor Kelly is involved with this, but only that doesn't get paid back to us in 275. This $100,000 we're speaking of goes back to us over a 5-year period.
Okay, so can somebody explain to me what the $725,000 amount is?
Each truck in each municipal fire department is on a replacement schedule.
That's right.
They don't individually, every department, have a new truck every year.
No.
They have agreed over a 5-year period or longer to which department would get a truck so that we have the vehicles in the region of Queens located at a department where it needs to be to fight fires. In that regard, they also have a need for bunker gear. They have a need for breathing apparatus.
Yeah, I understand all of that. I'm asking the question, I'm just trying to understand how this all works, right? And I want to understand, what is the it says in the past fiscal year, the municipality contributed nearly $725,000 to its fire service. What is that? If we contributed to the reserve or we contributed to?
That's money spent for fire departments directly, either for truck purchases or equipment purchases.
Okay, thank you. And within that $725,000, that is coming from a reserve. We are collecting towards a reserve.
From a reserve, yes.
And what goes into the reserve is the money that, tax money that the region collects to put into that reserve in order to cover this money to the fire departments.
In addition to other taxation monies.
Right.
It's not strictly that additional area amount that's added to the tax rate.
Okay. And so then plus an additional $175,000 was added to the fire service truck replacement fund. What does that mean?
Because the replacement fund has been depleted a bit with the need for new trucks, and therefore with the need for bunker gear. Because some of the bunker gear was outdated, it was determined that all firefighters needed up-to-date bunker gear. So there was an additional expenditure for that purpose. There has been some dollars from the tax budget put into the reserve to top it up.
Okay, so we were called upon to spend another $175,000 to the fire departments for other things, whatever. So our fund is getting depleted. So that was unbudgeted this year?
It was unbudgeted. It was a need that appeared,
yeah,
through all five departments.
Okay.
And it is an agreed upon expenditure through the mutual aid of all five fire departments. So we seek the approval of all departments together for those expenditures, and they did agree and allocate that money. The reserve fund is depleting some, but it's still a healthy fund. The discussions that are ongoing now with all five departments is, how do we manage that reserve fund to meet their needs in the long term, and exactly what equipment will they have coming to an expiry date within the next 5 years so it can be budgeted. And that's the process we're going through. The item for us today is for a $100,000 loan repayable over 5 years.
Right, and we do offer that service to our fire departments to ask for loans, interest-free loans, which they can repay.
We do that on a regular basis as needed.
Okay, so according to this, I just want to ask one more thing. In the communications part, I mean, at what point, I I look at communications on each one of these, and like, I mean, that's communication obviously to the public, but what communication is there back to council? We agree on, which I have no problem with, we agree to $100,000 loan, and it's repayable in how many years? 3 years?
5 years.
5 years, $20,000 per year. If for some reason something goes wrong, we recommend this and it doesn't go according to plan, will that come back to, say for instance, the first year the payment's due and they can't, they don't have enough money to pay back that loan, $20,000, and get behind? Will that come back to council? Will we be informed that this recommendation that we made, which we're recommending, yes, $100,000 to this fire department, and yes, we agree $20,000, if that doesn't happen, will we be informed as a council that something, this recommendation that we agree to, if we do agree to it today, will be informed of?
The agreement that is attached to this recommendation indicates that interest would then be charged if they were unable to meet a payment. At that point, council would be advised of the situation. And the media release is basically to advise the public of the loan.
Yes.
To the Mill Village Fire Department.
Yes, I understand that.
And
but
you'll
I
receive a copy of that media release.
Just trying to clarify communications back to council. We do want to understand that when things don't go according to a recommendation, there is a process in place that these will come back to council and inform us.
Councillors will be informed. I don't know if it will actually come back to council, but you'll be notified.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions on this issue? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. We have nothing today under 10.0 engineering works. Nothing under 11.0 finance. Under 12.0 recreation and community facilities, I would ask Norm Amiro if he would come forward. Norm, okay, I guess I'm going to ask Dana Henley to come forward. And there is a recommendation of the 12.1 tournament special event assistance, Queens County Minor Hockey Association 2018 Jack Frost Tournament. Who would like to take the lead? Councilor.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give budget approval for the Tournament Special Events Assistance Grant of $500 to Queens County Minor Hockey Association to help with the costs associated with the hosting the 2018 Jack Frost Tournament, and that it is to be funded from the Community Grants and Programs budget line of the Recreation to help the Communities Department.
Seconded to that motion? Deputy Councilor McConnell? Dana, would you have anything to add to this?
No, this is has been funded in years past, and it's pretty straightforward, and nothing has changed from the recommendation that we have before you.
Any questions of councilors? Deputy Mayor Kelly?
I know they only asked for $500. Is that the maximum that they can ask for under this?
At this time, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions of councilors?
How would this, it would be interesting to understand, how would this be dealt with under our new community fund?
So they'd still be eligible for funding so long as they can show the need for it.
Right.
So if next year they come and they've got a bunch of sponsors and there's no need for any kind of assistance, then the need wouldn't be there. But as long as they can show a need, they would still be eligible for funding next year.
So what if the difference between their revenue and expenses was $1,000? Could they ask for $1,000?
That's going to be the cap on the tournament assistance.
Oh, there would be a cap,
yes,
of $1,000 on tournament assistance. Okay, that's interesting.
Thank you.
Any other councilor have a question? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Under 12.2, I would ask Steve Burns, our events manager, if he would like to come forward to the presentation desk. Under 12.2, we have proposed Queens Plus Mirror Center internet upgrade. A recommendation, who would like to take the lead on this? Councilor McLeod.
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality authorize expenditure of $55,270.77 plus installation NHST to be used for the purpose of upgrading the internet services at Queens Plus Mirror Center. $40,000 be funded as a withdrawal from Queen's Place fundraising account, with remainder being funded from the Queen's Place Equipment Reserve account.
Seconded to that, Counselor Crisp. Steve, do you have anything to add to this, in addition to what's circulated?
I would just add that, you know, the internet services at the facility are in certain need of upgrade, and in seeing where the facility has risen on a not just a local, provincial, but now a worldly scene, it becomes even more important that that for events that take place at the facility, for the everyday user at the facility, and for staff services at the facility, that a solution is finally put in place for the long-term issues regarding internet at the facility. So that really would be my comment.
Any counselor have a question on this issue? Counselor Johnson?
Well, I think what we heard earlier during the comment thing, I wasn't aware that this was the third upgrade, I guess maybe that was before my tenure. But at the end of the day, is this the third upgrade? And what are we doing different this time other than just increasing capacity? Are we moving different rotors and whatever those thingies are?
Well, there were no significant upgrades over the past 7 years that Queen's Place has been open.
Okay.
There were some wireless points moved throughout the building to try and get service spread more efficiently throughout the building. There was a change in service at one point from initially from Bell to Eastlink, you know, in I believe in 2014, which at that point Eastlink was the better technology at the time, and Bell Fibe was not in the area. Upgrades back that were looked at back in 2014 were six figures for to get Bell into the facility to solve the issues. Now that technology is cheaper, as researched, and is able to be more effectively put into the building. So they will be putting in new access points. Security for the system will be upgraded, and there's also professional service part of this that they'll continue to work with Region of Queens and Queens Place staff on. And you know, the overall system is upgradable over time, so it's going to be adaptable and able to be built upon over time. So looking to the future, yeah.
Are we going to be able to hold the successful bidder here to a service, you know, to a contract that says that you supply what you say you're going to supply? Because that's always been an issue, whether it's within one building or within a whole community there.
Yeah. I can't speak to the negotiation that Megan and Chris would have done with Bill as to the contract part, but you know, it is really necessary that it become more flawless at Queen's Place Marin Center for the general user, events and staff.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that performance contract,
mm-hmm.
making sure that we hold them to what they say they're going to be able mm-hmm. to supply at the end of the day, to me, is key for me to support this.
Yes.
I need to see that.
Yeah. I'm sure they have a contract that will be signed. Richard, are you aware of?
There are standards written into the contract for delivery of service, so there are speeds which are contracted for. The subtlety in that is whether those speeds are available throughout the building, which is the problem that we have right now. But part of the process will be the design and cabling of appropriate access points. So I don't think anybody can sign off on the work done unless it's fulfilled that.
Any other counselor have a question? Deputy Mayor Kelly?
Yes, I mean, so we have one, when the building is built,
mm-hmm.
and may agree that, yes, you have internet, and we don't. It's not good enough. Then we have somebody else come in and try to fix that, but it's still no good. Then we have somebody else come in and change suppliers or change companies to come in because they say they can do it, and it doesn't. How do we know? Like, what is it about this one that's different, that's going to make us believe that, yes, this is going to work? And second to that, though, is this an absolute requirement of the juniors? I think they've asked, or the World Juniors,
mm-hmm.
they've asked for to ensure a certain amount of a certain quality of internet in the
mm-hmm.
building. And what happens if we don't? We can't supply that.
Well, the event requires a certain amount of up and down capacity to run broadcast and live stream and service the customers that will come to the building, the fans. It is not just about that event. However, it was there was an awareness that requirement would be required when the contract was signed for the curling event. We're now 8 weeks out from an event.
Exactly.
So.
What if, like you say, what if it's kind of late now? I mean, they're coming no matter what.
Yes.
What will happen if we, I mean, this is serious to hosting future events of this magnitude if we can't deliver this simple thing of an internet access?
This is required for the event as well. As you mentioned, going forward. And it is not unusual in facilities, a number of which are around us here in southern and southwestern Nova Scotia that have broadcast facilities at the facilities and flawless internet service for the regular user, the renter of the building, and for their staff. So it is required.
Is there a reason why we waited until now to ask for this, since we've known it since we signed the duty agreement?
That I cannot answer that.
I can add to that, Mr. Mayor. The CAO and staff have been dealing with this issue now for months, and it's been a difficult process to get a fixed quote from two companies. We now have that fixed quote, and that's why you have it today.
And what is this fund, this Queen's Place Amira fundraising account?
To give you the exact definition of that, I'm unable at this point in time.
Has that been in existence since the facility opened?
They're both funds that have been there for a period of time.
Is this money that comes from naming rights or that sort of thing, the sponsorship of things with inside the building?
Steve, if he's familiar with where that funding for those two reserves would come from.
No, I am not aware. That would be more your financial person.
And then there's I get the Queen's Place Amir Center Equipment Reserve account. We operate that ourselves as the Region of Queens, right? But the fundraising account, so obviously this is an acceptable expense to come from that fund.
It is an allowable expense or would not be in the recommendation.
Just clarifying that. I think that I don't know if the councillors agree with me, but I think that, I have no problem agreeing this because we need to do it. It needs to be done. I mean, it should have been done, I think, a long time ago, dealt with, as we know. I mean, one thing that concerns me is all of these other companies, how much money have we spent on internet upgrades that have failed in the past? And if they have failed, have we not paid anything towards those because of the agreements that we have? They agree to, oh yes, we can fix this and this is what we're going to do, and they come in, they do the work, do we pay them and then find out that the work, that it doesn't work? You know, I'm wondering whether we're at a zero balance for that over the last 3 years of the work that has been done on internet. And even though, like you say, I have no problem with agreeing to today because it is needed, I'd like to have a report on what has happened with internet over the last, specifically, and what we've paid for it, and if we have actually paid for money for services that haven't worked in Queen's Place.
And keep in mind that in recent years there's been an opportunity to provide a faster service that wasn't available previously. So that's a more recent development as well. I have Councilor Clark next.
When I read the motion, I'll go back to the motion, it said installation, expenditure 55,670 plus 77 plus installation in HST. Should that figure not be included in the original motion?
Installation will be by a separate group. It will be by a person that we hire on a regular basis to do maintenance.
But it still should be in the that we're spending money, it should be in the recommendation for the
It is there.
It doesn't say.
Electrical installation by certified electrician.
But it doesn't give any amount.
It has $10,000 besides.
Not in the motion.
Not in the motion.
And I can only assume that money is in the budget to be able
Don't
to spend.
Don't assume financial features. I should make an amendment to the motion.
Certainly, if you would like to, that would be acceptable.
So I amend the motion by saying that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality authorized expenditure of $65,677, which is $55,677 plus $10,000 for installation.
Plus HST.
Plus HST.
Do we have a seconder for that amendment? Councilor Frehley? Any discussion on that amendment? Do you have that amendment, Christine? Are you ready for the question on the amendment?
Question.
All those in favor of the amendment? That is unanimous. We are now back to the amended motion. We have discussion ongoing on that. I have Councilor Hughes next.
So, I'm lost here. So the 40,000 that we're going to take from the clean space of Mayor's and Equipment Reserve, is that going to pay on the 55,000, or is that going to pay the extra so that we don't have any monthly costs?
40,000 is going to be spent, and the balance is going to come out of the Equipment Reserve. Because it exceeds the 40,
yep, okay,
55,000 exceeds the 40.
So then we're not going to have a monthly cost of $524.
We are going to have a monthly cost because we're going to rent the service. Same as you would pay for your telephone every month.
It's your monthly service.
And that's a figure over 4 years of monthly bills.
Then there's operating costs. Then there's operating costs. Monthly operating costs on top of that. All we're
There's
doing
a monthly
the capital the, work, right?
Pardon me?
All this here is dealing with the capital work. Is it going to be a
Yes, and then there's a monthly
operating cost. How much is that going to increase?
The monthly $524 cost over that 4 year period.
So what is
for the services.
So what is the cost monthly now? You know?
We are going to, as the CIO informed me, pay $50 less per month on our bill. After the upgrade, if it is a cost saving on a monthly billing.
Is this because we're back to
Now I'm
going to
jump to the other councilors if you don't mind. Yeah. Councilor Mews, are you?
Oh, no, I'm still lost.
Okay.
I don't know why. So the Bell Alliance is 55,670.77, 10,000 electrical, then $527 a month, which totals $97,000.
Yeah. Over 4 years.
Over 4 years. Is that a contract of 4 years?
Yes.
Okay. So the 40,000 that we're going to take from that fund is going to pay on the 55,000.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
And the balance will come out of the other fund.
And then you're saying that $50 less a month, that's what you were told by the CAO.
Yeah. Okay. So I will move on next to Council Frehley.
Yeah, this is a bit confusing, I agree. I guess at the current moment we have a contract with Eastlink. Is that not enforceable? Did they not sign a document saying that they would offer us a certain speed?
They have
There's
given
a monthly
us
service.
The bid price to do that. And
Pardon
it's
me?
They have given us the bid price to do that, and it is in excess of Bell Alliance.
Well, I'm talking about our previous con, at the moment we're with Eastlink, correct?
Yes, we are.
Yep, just monthly subscription, yeah.
Okay, so, but they're not able to offer us what we need.
They have to.
For $127,000.
Did we not sign a performance contract with them as when they were installed previously?
That would not include new technology and upgrades.
Does anyone know what the $55,000 consists of? What's the breakdown of the $55,000?
I don't have the exact details of the equipment, but it's to install a higher speed cable.
22 access points.
Security, professional services, and access points.
Okay. One more question. So currently, you know, in this room in particular, we're barely able to get internet.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have it at the town hall, which is a public building.
Mm-hmm.
Why would we be looking at all of our places at once, including in the contract? Because I know you've been struggling with this building, trying to get proper.
And that's an ongoing discussion with internet providers, but it is separate from Queens Place in that, to take on a bigger project takes more time. And I think that we would all appreciate that we need to have this work done, on Queens Place.
I understand that. But when we're planning, long-term planning, this is important as well. You know, if you can't get internet in this room, we can't live stream, we can't do anything. And if we're having issues with, you know, we have nothing at the town hall, we're having problems with that, I would think, would be one big problem with internet that we have.
And that's a separate issue from what's before you today, but I can tell you that the CAO has been having discussions with internet providers on upgrading the speed of service to the region of Queensville. What is, in addition to that, in those discussions, I do not know, but the snail speed that we have here is being looked at.
Thank you.
And I have Counselor Canty.
Just my boggles me, so I know when I come through this, the end of this, I hate to even make a decision on these type of things, I have no idea what I'm talking about. And those type of things. You say that, I've got to ask a few questions, maybe repetitive, but
I'll answer what I can.
We are, our internet contract with Eastlink right now is so much a month, how much is that a month?
I do not have that with me.
Okay, so we're gonna be saving monthly by going to Bell Alliance, is that?
That is what is reported, yes.
Okay, so that would be on the third part of that, the professional service engagement? Is that what that is, that line?
Professional service engagement, if I understand correctly, Richard Lane can correct me, is the services that Bell would provide for consultation, et cetera, yes?
So that would be their monthly bill?
No. As far as I would imagine, that would be their services for design and implementation.
Oh, this is the one shot to start this?
And post services.
Okay. And how long a contract do you have to sign with these?
This is a four-year.
Four-year?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm always worried about proprietary, services, because once they get you, then everything they do is cost you so much more once you get in there, then, as you know, with a lot of things that have taken place in Queens Place anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Things that, that people have put in, you can't do anything yourself, because you're tied into them, and they have, ownership of it.
They have the ability to adapt that technology over time, which is a very key thing here.
Right. Concern too, just when we talk about a couple funds, we're taking monies out of, that we're all talking, and I don't even think anybody knows what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That concerns me, because I know that we had a fund where anything that was sold over in Queens Place with land that they just put into a fund. I don't know what that fund's called, because that's one of these two funds that we're talking about.
It's not part of this.
It's not part of this?
No.
So these are different funds, that it's hard to say we're taking money out of this and this, rather than what funds are. It's kind of, it's mind-boggling to me.
You know, I just wanna put it in a little perspective.
Right.
As just a recent example.
Right.
You know, know, users come into the lobby, can't connect.
Oh, I know.
When we held the small event to announce the Brett Kissel event, I was within 15 feet of a wireless point and I could not get connected and stay on. I was the only person in the building. I had to directly link in, I had to hardwire and make sure that the next day I was hardwired so I would not get dropped. And it's a continual issue in the boardroom. And besides that, in the fitness center and in the arena. And if we expect to serve the customers that go into Queen's Place, first and foremost, besides ourselves, and future major events and attract them, provide a turnkey operation like other major facilities in this province provide, we need to fix this. And it has been unrecognized for 7 years. And finally, someone is going to do something about it. So today, I hope you decide to fix it.
Bob, again, just at the end of this, I'm saying, I agree, we need to fix it. Just kind of overwhelmed with everything. I'd like to have a wish in more, but we have to understand what funds and everything is. It just makes it easier, simpler, and we'll go forward to try to make decisions. But I have to trust, like I said.
And I can commit to you, Councilor Fancy, that the reserve funds are there for the purposes that we're asking to take the money from.
Okay.
And it's both recommended by the CAO and the Director of Finance. Councilor Johnson?
Unlike Councilor Muse, I'm still a little thick here this morning. for good reason, from lack of sleep, maybe. I don't know. But I got a couple of questions. First of all, has this been run by the Board of Director Advisory Committee for Queen's Place Emera Center before it comes here?
So
are we getting the cart before the horse, or are we backwards?
I will not speak for Megan. I'm here representing this recommendation today, so I will not answer that, and I will not get into an assumption.
Okay, because that, from what I understand, unless something else is due process and it goes there before it comes here, am I correct in saying that? And I looked through the minutes, and I didn't see it on any of the October or November minutes. The second piece that I had is I know we have to do this before the World Juniors come, or will we lose that event, or will it just be a black eye because we didn't meet our contractual obligations?
The latter. The latter would be, it would not be a good advertisement for the region or Queen's Place.
Okay, so we're kind of held hostage on that one. In the third,
however,
if I do the math under the Bell Alliance rates, there's 65,600 plus 500, no, 65,700. Total what we'll be paying back over 4 years is $90,800.
Mm-hmm.
So is the difference monthly operating cost?
The $524.85 per month would be your difference.
So some of that's the capital install, the capital equipment,
mm-hmm.
and the rest of it is monthly operating.
Your monthly, yeah.
Well, that's probably as clear as it's going to get. Okay.
Councilor McLeod?
I can answer the question about the Board of Directors since I'm a member and it has not been discussed with the Board of Directors at this present time. Mm-hmm. We're currently going over programming for the new budget year. That's what we've been dealing with now. So. But that should be, and I'll make a note of that and talk to you. I'm sure Megan will be made aware of this as well.
Mm-hmm.
secondly, I feel strongly that when we make decisions and we have these, I guess for lack of a different word, spontaneous costs and a decision that we have to make today based on a contract that we have, which I have no problem with,
mm-hmm.
with this, but I don't like the process of it, and I feel as council and as staff, knowing how important internet services is, because that's the top concern for business in Queens County, and and this certainly reinforces that, having internet over at Queens Place. But and we know that we need good quality upgraded internet in our building here, is in the future. beyond the one-time situation and look at, if we talked to Bell Alliance and said, we need an assessment of internet services in our main offices, you can negotiate much better prices with them if you kind of talk about it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's done the same time, but we would be saving money in the future if you looked at just sort of looking ahead a little bit more than we are now. Right now we're looking at the current situation, but I think staff and us as counselors should be looking in the future too, as how we can save dollars and how we can put in a service that would be beneficial to all aspects of our operation.
Any other counselor? Counselor Fifth?
Just a quick question. Is there a payout on the existing lease line?
That's a,
I understand.
No. It's a monthly subscription.
Okay.
Any other counselor have a question? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the amended motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have nothing today on the 13.0 planning. Nothing on the 14.0 reports. We have four items under 15.0 in camera. A motion to go in camera would be appropriate. Moved by Councilor Muse and seconded by Councilor Frerich to go in camera. Any discussion? Ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous. Thank you. We are now in camera. We'll take a time. We're all set to go. You ready, Christine? We're now in open council. We will deal with 15.3. Who would like to take the lead on 15.3? Councilor Muse.
I move that the council accept its legal advice and its approval on November 27, 2018 of a development agreement for East Link Tower near Meadow Pond Lane is invalid because of the failure to give notice to nearby assessed property owners as required by the Section 5.7 of the Land Use Bylaw, and accordingly rescinds its motion approving the development agreement. And that the council hereby sets January 22nd, 2019 at 9 a.m. for a fresh hearing on the development agreement and direct staff to ensure that the appropriate notices are duly provided.
Seconded that motion, Councilor Fisk. Any discussion on the motion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. That completes our agenda for today. Motion for adjournment to be in order. Moved by Deputy Mayor Kelly. Seconded by Councilor McBride. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. We are now adjourned. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.